Hello everyone, welcome to Metal Shock Finland. I am Mosen the Stargazer Fayosi, and this time I have two young musicians as my guests, James Bowmaker and Johnny Scott from British progressive rock band Killer. Hello guys, how is it going?
Hi, fine, yeah, you?
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay, let me start the interview with a question about the Killer name. Does it come from that magical stone, Killer stone, which was found in Sweden?
Yeah, that's where we got the name.
Yeah, so you want to talk about the story? How did you find it and why Killer stone?
Found it just online. I was just reading things on runestones, kind of through. I'd been listening to Wodruna, you know, the band that Gal from Gorgoroth.
Yeah.
Been listening to those guys, and just we were in need of a name at the time, and it fits kind of what we wanted to do, and I. You know, it was a nice sounding name as well.
Right. I see. Okay, before talking about the Mountain Ghost, I'd like to know more about your influences.
All into different music, really. I'm into, like prog, really, yes, but as well as more like The Who, Led Zeppelin, you know, classic rock as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think for me it's a lot of similar stuff. Yes, King Crimson. There's a band from Chicago in America called Electric Hawk, which I'm really into, and some guys called Zebulon Pike.
Right.
Both like instrumental prog bands as well.
What about the band called Camel? Because in some of your music, I could see some, you know, footprint of, you know, Camel?
Yeah, I know the name. I haven't heard any of their music, though.
Yeah, okay.
We'll check out.
The Mountain Ghost is an instrumental album. But as I said in my review, I found it to be a kind of conceptual album. Would you like to talk about it? Then maybe we can discuss each track and the story behind it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We wrote the music and then just came up with the titles of the song and decided to like weave a story through it. You know, just make it more interesting, I suppose.
So you wrote the music then chose the name?
Yeah,
the kind of the Mountain Ghost theme comes from a wall mount that I have in my house that I bought from a little village in Switzerland called Zermatt. In that village, a lot of the houses have these kind of wooden carvings on the walls, and they're called mountain ghosts.
Oh,
and they keep the spirits away. That's what the locals believe. And you can buy them in all the shops in Switzerland, in Zermatt. And the name kind of just came from that guy who's sitting on the wall of me little studio in the house.
Very interesting. But no, as there are no lyrics, I'm not sure, but I guess you wanted to let the fans use their imagination to make their own history.
You
just interpret it all yourself, really, don't you?
Have you had any particular story in your mind?
No, we kind of made a story up that went along about a ghost, like obviously a ghost in the mountains, who would basically terrorize a village at the bottom of the mountains, and it all just spawned on from there. We kind of titled the songs and then wrote little loose stories to go with each song. So like the first song is kind of the introduction of the ghost and the story. And then it goes on to a feast, a dance, and then a death when the villagers want rid of the ghost.
You know, the first track, The Mountain Ghost, seems to be an entrance to the world of ghosts, also an introduction. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you like to tell me more about this ghost? I mean, what was in your head? You know, what, I mean, about its personalities, you know, and character?
Yeah, just kind of a misunderstood, lonely ghost, who inhabits a mountain, and, you know, he torments this village, but really he just wants some company and some companionship, but just goes about it in the wrong way.
I see. Okay, this is really a long track, and you know, they can be simply boring, but it seems you know what you're doing. However, it is still risky to release three long tracks in one album which has only four songs. I wonder if you had the other side, your listeners and fans in your mind, or you just did what you think was right.
Yeah, we just did what we felt was right, you know.
Yeah, we just mainly just write the music for ourselves. It was just something that we wanted to do. So we recorded it and decided to put it out. We enjoy playing the songs and we enjoy writing the songs, so we hope people out there will enjoy listening to them.
Right, so have you got any feedback from your fans?
Your
reaction?
Yeah, just really, really well received. I mean, it's our first release. And yeah, the reaction has been great from our live shows. And, you know, this day, you know, the internet, you know, we're talking to you via Skype, you know, everyone leaves comments on, you know, your Facebook, your Twitter and Instagram, things like that. And yeah, it's had really good feedback.
Yeah, very good. All right, after 40 minutes and a few seconds, we have the Feast of the Mountain Ghost, which is really a magical song. And I feel, I feel the ghost has invited everyone to a party, everything is nice and peaceful, but suddenly that ghost shows his true colors and starts his evil plans, thing like that, and eating all his guests. Do you have anything to say about this track?
Yeah, well, you kind of guessed it right and summed it up really, really well there. That's kind of what we wanted it to interpret, you know, that there's a feast with this ghost and the inhabitants of the village. And yeah, it's exactly right. Everything goes a little bit wrong and a little bit dark.
Yeah. Well, as I said in my review, sometimes music notes can words that no words, you know, can say something that no words can explain it, and you did a great job by that.
Yes, I think.
Okay, the third track is the shortest one. It's also heavier and darker, and the ghost seems to be celebrating his victory. Am I right?
Kind of the other way around. It's more the demise of the ghost. You know, the villagers want rid of him, and they poison his food, and the dance is kind of the start of everything going wrong for him, and as it gets chaotic towards the end.
Okay, now a serious question. How could you kill a creature who cannot die? I'm talking about the last one.
Yeah.
That's for you to work out, I suppose. We haven't really thought about that.
Yeah, that's kind of open interpretation. I suppose, you could say you might be able to kill something that's already dead. I mean, people have exorcisms if you believe in that. Yeah. And, you can probably kill the dead.
Yeah, alright.
Who knows?
That's a mystery. Alright. The Mountain Ghost is a really great album, as I said. There's a touch of genius about it, and I think all of you, or some of you, have an academic knowledge of music. Am I right?
Yeah. I've studied music a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, three of us have all been to college and university and studied music, and we've all been playing for a very long time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of helps. We've all been in different bands playing different styles of music, so, you know, we've never just played one thing. You know, we've all played in bands together on and off over you know, years, and we're kind of all comfortable with playing with each other. Mm-hmm. And when you have that kind of comfort, everything kind of comes out really easily, you know.
How many years you know each other? For how many years you are working together on, I mean, about the, on music and stuff?
It's probably
about 10 years now.
Ten years at least. I mean, 10 years for me and Jim and Neil. I've known probably like 15 years, maybe a little bit longer. And Barry, with drummer, I went to school with as well. So you know, there's that friendship there.
Right, so 10 years and now you're releasing your first album, isn't it a little bit long, you know, for releasing first album?
No, because that's kind of 10 years of playing in different bands together.
We've only been started this band since when? Last November? November 2014 we started this band.
Right, I see.
Yeah, we've been kind of jamming stuff on and off before then, but before this band, I mean, we've played in, you know, loads of different bands together and playing lots of different styles as well.
Right, I see. So, what are your plans for the future? Do you have any plan to release another album soon, I mean next year, or do you have any plan for tour?
Not as much a tour as of yet. We've started to write the next album. So we're thinking maybe write before we do anything kind of like heavy, go into it, write another album, put that out, and then so that we've basically got more music out there to kind of sell and promote website tour.
Can you reveal more information about your upcoming album? I mean, would it be like this one, The Mountain Goes, you know, long, plenty tracks, just 4 or 5, something like that, or you're going to change this pattern?
It'll be quite similar, I think. I mean, one of the tracks that we've nearly got complete now is another 14-minute long track. So it can be quite difficult to write shorter tracks sometimes when you're kind of having fun putting things together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Thanks for giving me your time. Do you have any message for our listeners?
Just for them to check out the album, and we hope they like what they hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.